نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل حرمك وصحتك قبل سقمك وغناك قبل فقرك وفراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers, through our lives we go through different stages. At one point, everything in our life is going good. You will see that your marriage is going good. Your sihat is good. As well as your sihat, your job that you're working at, or your own business that you have, that's going good. And everything that is in place, your family, alhamdulillah, is all good. You have your parents who live with you, or if not living with you, they're alive. And you're enjoying, as they call it, life. You're happy. But then there could be a time which everything that you have can change and you can flip over. Your sihat that you had, the health that you had, it could be changed. The parents that you have, they could pass away. The job that you have and the business that you're running, it can go down and you could be fired. We do not know when the circumstances will change. And this just shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of every single one of us. And this is why we put tawakkul ala Allah. Every one of our situation is different. I could be having financial issues. The other person in this room could have everything going right for him. And who is in control? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been given an advice from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he himself gave an advice to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And this advice is enough for us to understand the meaning of life and how to live our life at our fullest and take advantage of every single thing that we have. When we look at the hadith I just read earlier on in Arabic, the first part, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us that take advantage of five things before they change or before they go away. Take advantage of five before five. Simple. اغتنم meaning treasure. Make sure that you acknowledge that this thing that you have is a treasure and it can go away any time from you. And what are the first of these five things? When we look at the hadith, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَمِكَ. Your youth before your old age. Take advantage of your youth before your hair turns white, before your skin starts to go all soggy, and before your bones start to go all weak, before your sihat starts to fade away. My brothers, ulama say that the youth, what age is the youth when we say? The mahol nowadays is made in such a way that we think that the youth of a person is from the time when they turn into a teenager until maybe the time they're 24, 25 years old. When they go past their teenage years, that is a man's youth. When according to the ulama, a youth of a person is from the time they become baligh, from the time they hit puberty until the age of roughly around 40 to 45. This is the time of youth, because youth is known as energy. A person who is in their youth, they have energy. They have a lot of things to give. And an old person doesn't have energy. So up until the age of 40 to 45, a person has energy, they're energetic. So they're counted, and that age is counted as youth as well. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that one of the people that will be under the shade of Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be that youth that spent their youth in the worship of Allah, that came to the masjid. Now the question is, how do we spend our youth? My brothers, it's very easy once we grow old and we have grey hair and we're weak, it's very easy to come to the masjid and have a place for you in the masjid. It's very easy to sit in one place and open the Qur'an and do dhikr and read the Qur'an. It's very easy when you get old. But the real challenge is when you have your energy and you are in your youth, your prime. How do you spend your time when you're in your prime? It determines how you are as a Muslim. Because time is not stopping for any one of us here. Time is moving on. Every single second that we spend is moving. This youth that we have right now and this energy will be gone from us. So let's use our energy in the path of Allah. Let's use this energy in the ibadat of Allah. Worship Allah. Spend your time learning. Spend your energy in doing khidmat, by coming to the masjid, by teaching. There's many different types of ways that we can spend our energy rather than wasting our energy. Now, Alhamdulillah, there's some people nowadays, the youth I'm talking about mostly, they say that when you tell them, oh, why don't you go to the masjid or why don't you do this? They say, oh, I'm in my youth right now. I'd love to enjoy my youth. I love to travel. I love to see the world. And then when I hit old age, then I'll go and pray and then I'll be a good Muslim. And then I'll start practicing my Islam. How do you know you will live until tomorrow? And how do you even know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the tawfiq to protect your iman until that day? We do not know, my brothers, what will happen tomorrow. So make sure that we use our energy in the right way and not in the wrong way. Earning halal rizq is ibadat as well. So using your energy to then make halal rizq for yourself, this is part of ibadah as well. So let's work, as we all work, alhamdulillah, I'm sure most of us in this room, we all work. Let's make sure that our businesses, our work and our job, they're all according to Islam, and we're not doing anything that will bring us the anger and the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first, take advantage of your youth. Make sure we use our energy and our youth before old age hits us. Number two, وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. This has a connection with the first. Your health before your illnesses, before your health goes away. Take advantage. Treasure your health. Alhamdulillah, every single one of us that are in the masjid, we're all healthy. And this is the reason why we're in the masjid. And if you were to visit the hospitals, and if you were to visit other places, and you will see that there are people who would do anything to be in the stage that we are right now. People who have lost their eyesight due to an incident, due to an accident. Some people who have become paralyzed and they can't walk anymore, they can't come to the masjid anymore. They will do anything to be in this position where you are right now, where you have your health. They will do anything to have the eyesight that you have. They will do anything to have the hearing that you have. Why? It's because once it's gone from you, then you will know how much worth it had. I'm sure everyone knows of the Ambani family in India, the richest family in the East. And sorry, the Asia. One of the richest family. And they have so much wealth that many, many of us cannot even fathom and not even think about. And with all that wealth and with all that money that they have, when you look at the Ambani family, and if you look at his child, he is disabled and he has an illness which cannot be cured. What is all that money going to do if he can't cure his son? So this, I'm sure that father would give all his wealth away for his son to be healthy. And I promise you he'll do that. Because no father, I'm sure that son himself, he would give all his family's wealth away just so he himself is healthy and he can do what he wants. So sihat that we have is a blessing, it's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's utilize this in the path of Allah before an incident that can happen anytime. Anytime anything can happen where we get in an incident or an accident and we become paralyzed and we lose some part of our blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I had a friend who was paralyzed for a few years, and he was in the hospital once, and after he was Somalian, and I visited him after a few months, and when I visited him I said, what is it that you crave the most? And mashallah, he's a very practicing brother, and he said that I will do anything just so I can do one more sajda again. And he said, I will do anything for this, just so I can put my forehead on the ground. And alhamdulillah, we all have this blessing to put our head on the floor and to do one sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take this as a blessing, my brothers. Do not lose this. Inshallah, we don't have time, so I'll go over the next three as quick as I can. Number three is, وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Your wealth before your poverty. A time will come upon you when your business is going good, when your job and your financially you're stable, you have a good job. But nowadays, with our money, we spend our money just without even thinking about it. When we don't feel like cooking in our house, when our missus doesn't feel like cooking, so what do? We go out and we spend 50, 60, 70 pounds. And I'm not saying this is wrong. Don't take me wrong. This is not wrong. But not every single day. And not a lot. Maybe once a week. Maybe after 2 weeks. But after every few days, this is wrong, my brothers. This 60, 70 pounds in places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Somalia, and many, many other countries around the world, this money could provide up to 6 to 7 people or families for 1 month for 50 pounds. And we're here. Honestly, my brother, this is a ni'mah that we live in a country that wealth is not an issue. If you're not working, the government gives you money. You come to the local masjid, you will find food and someone will give you money. It's not like the poor countries where it's difficult to find money. But we need to save and be a good Muslim is that Muslim who puts aside some of his money so that he is ready for that day when the switch flips, that business shuts down or the job that he had goes away. So he has some money on the side so he can save himself and his family. So take advantage of the wealth before poverty hits you. Number four, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. Your free time before you become busy and occupied. This thing that I have in my phone, I'm sorry, this thing that I have in my hand, this phone, this is a good thing and can also destroy a person as well. We waste a lot of time scrolling on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and just on the news all day. We spend 4 to 5 hours without even knowing of our free time. So how do we utilize our free time before we become busy is very important. Because free time is a ni'mah as well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The founder of Apple, Steve Jobs, I'm sure everyone knows of Steve Jobs. He himself said that there'll be no devices allowed in my house. And he was the creator of Apple. A person who created the phone saying that no devices allowed in my house. Why? It's because it's a distraction. It will lose your productivity. It will lose time. So he banned phones in his own house. And he said, we'll make profit instead. And every single one of us has these. And we all spend a lot of time, not only this. So make sure we spend our time with our loved ones. We spend our time in the path of Allah. We read the Quran. For the youth that are here, spend your time learning your deen. Perfect your deen as much as you can. Because once you start working and once you become busy, you won't have the time to perfect your deen. And then you will be going around doing the things that are not according to Islam and Sharia. So in your youth and the time that you have free, make sure you learn and dedicate your time before you become busy. And finally, the last thing that our Prophet ﷺ advises of to treasure and to take advantage of is وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, your life before your death. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that every single one of us will have, and that is death. Every single one of us will die. There's no going around it. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the end, every single person will taste death. So take advantage of your life. When the Malik al-Mawt comes, when you tell Malik al-Mawt that, give me one chance. Give me one chance that I can go back and do one sajda, so I can pray two rakat nafil, so I can ask for istighfar. You will not get that chance back. Right now we have that chance to ask for forgiveness. Right now that we have that chance to pray two rakat nafil. Right now we have that chance to look after our family, teach our children, so that then this ilm that we give to our children could become sadaqah jariyah for us. So let's take advantage of our life. Make sure we spend our life according to our sunnah, the sunnah of our Prophet ﷺ, and utilize every single day. Because a person asked, one person asked a very big scientist that, what is it, who is the richest person in the world? And the scientist replied back saying, that person who wakes up in the morning. Meaning that the person, the fact that you woke up, you're the richest person in the world. Because you have life. What's the point of all your wealth if you're dead? So let's take advantage of our life and let's act upon the advice that our Prophet ﷺ has given us. And in conclusion, is that sihat and free time, utilize this into worship, and make sure that we spend our time in the masjid, learning the Quran, reading the Quran. And inshallah, when we utilize this, then we cannot say, oh, I wish I'd done this, and I wish I'd done this, and I wish I could do this. Because once it's gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take advantage of all the ni'mah, and do shukr upon every single thing that we have. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunnahs now, and after sunnahs we'll have our khutbah and our salah, inshaAllah.